Hello everyone, and a good night of Shabbos. Since this week's Parsha, Parsha's Ray, is also Rosh Chodesh Elul, I've decided that I would thought it'd be a good idea to speak a little bit about what Rosh Chodesh Elul means. If you ask someone, what does Elul mean, they might tell you, it means, Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. I am for my beloved and my beloved for me. That means that I am for Hashem, when my thoughts are for Hashem, then Hashem is for me, he will do toiv to me. That is what the Aruch HaShulchan says. That is really what the word Elul stands for in terms of being a Reish HaTeivos, an acronym. But what does the word literally mean? What does the word Elul mean? So Rosh Zalman Arbach used to say every year that the word Elul is much more than Ani L'doidi L'doidi Li. He says the word Elul is in the Targum in Parsha Shlach. It says in the Torah, "Vaydaber Hashem Moshe lemar shlachcha anashim v'yasuru es ha'aretz." Hashem says to Moshe, "Send for yourselves anashim, send for yourselves spies, men v'yasuru es ha'aretz, and let them spy out the land." Okay, that was the point of the Meraglim. So the Targum Onkla says, "Shlach lecha govrin, send for yourself men." V'ya'alun yas'ara, I let them spy out the land. That's what the Targum Onkla says on that pasuk. So what does the word v'yasuru mean? To spy out. V'ya'alun, which Elul. Elul means to spy out. Says Rosh Hashanah Zalman that Elul is not just about being for Hashem. Elul is the time when a person has to spy out his year. Where does he need tikkun? Where does he need to be better? What were some good things he did? But where can he be better, and how can he develop a better, closer relationship to Hashem? That is what Rosh Hashanah Zalman used to say. And so before one could start Elul, they really have to know what it means. Elul means to spy out one's actions, one's deeds, one's year, and see how they can make it a better year in Ritz Hashem. How did the Minhagim of Elul help Elul carry out its meaning, its purpose? So we find in the Shulchan Aruch that there's two minhagim that we start already from Rosh Chodesh Elul. We blow the shofar and we say the Kapitel Tehillim Ol David. So why do we blow the shofar? So the Rambam says we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah La'or Yeshanim Mishinaschem, to wake people up from their slumber. The same way the alarm clock wakes people up while they're sleeping, the alarm of the shofar wakes people up to do tshuva. And we already start doing that by Rosh Chodesh. It's not enough. We start doing that on Rosh Chodesh to tune in to this alarm. And therefore, that can help someone by waking up and reflecting. That will help someone carry out the point of Elul. That's one idea. How the Minhagim of Elul fulfill what Elul's purpose. And the other Minhag we have is we say L'David. Now there's many connections between L'David and Elul, but one I like to focus on is if you look in Rashi, Rashi says, Kaveh El Hashem, on the Pasuk, Kaveh El Hashem Chazak L'Metzivecha V'Kaveh El Hashem. What does this Pasuk mean? That Kaveh El Hashem, you have hope, you dive into Hashem, and then it says, Chazak v'amitzivecha, strengthen yourself, v'kavi al Hashem. What does this mean? So Rashi says, if at first you are kavi al Hashem, you turn to Hashem, but your tefillos are not answered, don't give up. Chazak v'amitzivecha, strengthen yourself, and turn to Hashem. So that this is a very important idea, because reflecting and changing is from the hardest things a person can do. So the Tehillim is telling us that strengthen yourself, don't give up. So the idea is as follows, that Elul means to reflect, to spy. And what can help us fulfill the point of the Elul is to blow the shofar, to wake us up while doing this avodah, to take it seriously, and to turn to Hashem for tefillah, to help. And if at first we're not answered, don't give up. Keep on davening. Everyone should have a good Shabbos. Kol tov.